Dave and Fionnuala with you, almost 20 past four. And today, we look at an effect known as the Streisand effect. The year is 2002. Kenneth and Gabriella Delman are married. Kenneth is a photographer, Gabriella is a pilot, and she has a helicopter. They had both flown the coast of California many times, and they were constantly in awe of the beauty and the mightiness of the coast. As the years went on, they noticed erosion and needless destruction. Developments, builds, and construction without any planning permission or permits were damaging the California coast that they loved so dearly. They knew it to be true, but couldn't actually prove it. They only had a mental before image, not a physical one.
The California Coastal Records Project was born. They would fly every inch of the California coast and photograph every single bit of it. They would now have a before picture if some rogue cowboy builder decided to plant his Malibu mansion into the rock face without any prior permission or regard for the coastline. They set off.
Gothubbin! In February of 2003, they received a letter. It was from Altshuler, Grossman, Steen and Cahan, attorneys at law. Sounds scary, doesn't it? They were representing their client,
Barbara Streisand.
Her multi-million dollar home had been photographed from the helicopter, and the photo was now published on californiacoastline.org.
The attorneys demanded that Kenneth and Gabrielle immediately desist photographing, displaying, and identifying photographs of Miss Streisand's home on the website.
They did not.
They received a second letter threatening that things were going to escalate if you don't take down those photos.
They left them up.
And in May of 2003, things did escalate.
Barbara Streisand.
A 23-page complaint document demanding a trial by jury was lodged to the Superior Court of California. Husband and wife, photographer and pilot, Kenneth and Gabrielle were being sued by Barbara Streisand for no less than $10 million.
And then
things really escalated. In an attempt to suppress the photographer and get the image taken down from the website, it spectacularly backfired. Every newspaper, every radio station, every TV news program in California and wider afield carried the story. Many even showed the photo in question. Before she sued, the photo on the website had 6 downloads. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 2 of those downloads were by Streisand's attorneys of law. In the 1 month after she filed the lawsuit, 420,000 people visited the website. And that's only counting the views on the original website. It is far more likely that the photo was seen by millions on various other websites with the tag, "This is the photo that Barbara Streisand doesn't want you to see."
The lawsuit was thrown out by the court. Streisand had to pay the Adelmans $155,000 in legal fees, and she had successfully spread a photo seen by few to millions. But who actually coined the phrase the Streisand effect?
Well, that would be Mike Masnick in 2005. He was reacting to a story on how a beach resort issued a takedown notice to a website called urinal.net. Oddly enough, they published photos of urinals. Don't ask me why. The resort argued that it was illegal to use their name on the site. But Mike argued on techdirt.com in 2005, how long is it going to take before lawyers realize that the simple act of trying to repress something they don't like online is likely to make it so that something that most people would never ever see, like a photo of a urinal in some random beach resort, will now be seen by many, many more people. Let's call it the Streisand effect. Tell me how, tell me why on this Tuesday. The Streisand effect. Put simply, in a line, by trying to suppress something that has been seen by few, you could inadvertently show it to millions around the world.
Dave and Fionnuala.
iRadio. With Tesco. Weekdays from 3 on iRadio.